Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Quinta Anderson owns Anderson Travel in Holliston. She has been absorbing double-digit health insurance premium increases for years.
But this one took me over the cliff.
This year's increase was 22%. Anderson called her 11 employees together, and together they agreed on higher copays to help bring down the cost.
But I'm fearful of the next anniversary date.
Anderson was at the Statehouse yesterday to support a bill that might mean no premium hikes next year for companies with 50 or fewer workers and individuals who buy coverage on their own. Senator Richard Moore said the bill would create insurance that is 17 to 22% cheaper than some of the least expensive plans available now.
We need to encourage small business because they are the engine of the recovery. And we also need to make sure that they and their employees enjoy the same benefits that everybody else in the Commonwealth does.
But cheap isn't painless. The coverage would have high upfront costs for patients, including deductibles up to $4,000 for families. It would also have larger copays than most Massachusetts residents are used to paying. But Tufts Health Plan CEO James Roosevelt says employers are looking for more affordable plans that don't cut benefits.
Business owners, because of this economy, are moving towards skinnier benefits. This is real coverage for people.
This proposal is really a problem, and the problem is it's based on Medicare rates.
Dr. Mario Mata is president of the Massachusetts Medical Society. He objects to another way this bill would hold down insurance costs. It would cap payments to hospitals and doctors at 10% above what Medicare pays.
Most of our primary care physicians either break even or lose money on every Medicare patient. If everyone underpays, then the few primary care physicians we have left are going to be out of business.
The sponsors of this plan are putting it on a fast track. They hope for passage this fall, so it can be an option for roughly 800,000 individuals and small business employees next year. But this is only meant to be a short-term insurance option. Senator Moore says this coverage would end after the legislature passes a sweeping health care cost control measure. Connector Director John Kingsdale says it makes sense to take interim steps towards broader change.
It just adds to the momentum that having covered most everybody, now we really need to focus on the cost of coverage for most everybody.
A special commission on health care payments will likely recommend other interim steps in its major health care spending reorganization plan due out tomorrow. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the Statehouse.